A very blessed weekend, everyone, on this beautiful Saturday that our Lord has given us. He is worthy to be praised. And welcome to our worship broadcast with me, DJ ELC, where we sit at our Father's feet and simply dwell in His presence, seek His face, and enjoy glorifying Him. So join me as we worship together. But first, some thoughts and our daily word. Today we have two passages. And the first one is Genesis chapter 33 verse 20. And it mentions that Jacob did this. He built an altar there to honor God. He named the place El, the God of Israel. And in 2 Samuel chapter 24 verses 24 and 25, it says this. But the king said to Araunah, "No, I must pay you for everything. I will not offer burnt offerings to the Lord my God that cost me nothing." So David bought the threshing floor and the oxen for 50 shekels of silver. Then David built an altar to the Lord there and offered the burnt offerings and peace offerings. The Lord answered his prayer for the country. He stopped the disease in Israel. You know, in the Old Testament, altars were built for three key things: sacrifice, worship, and adoration. The Israelites used them to honor God. They were made out of earth and had four horns at each corner. Their purposes came into being whenever the Israelites set up tent, when they celebrated a victory, or when they needed to offer up a sacrifice in penitence for their sin. But when I look deeper at these altars, I cannot help but see a parallel between them and us as Christians. Altars were the go-between the Israelites and God. In the same way as believers, we too need to be the middlemen by carrying the gospel and the good news, to be salt and light. We also need to sacrifice our time, our own indulgences sometimes, to go that extra mile. We are also altars when we meet as a congregation, whether it's face to face or via media, as a church to worship and adore our Father God, to offer Him a true and honest fragrance from our lives that we live. So church, my question to you is this: are we altars to the people around us? Are we altars before the Lord our God? Is He satisfied with what He sees and what we have offered of ourselves? When He looks into our hearts, does He say, "Well done"? Does it put a smile on His face? Let that be our takeaway for today. I'm DJ ELC, and welcome once again to our worship weekend right here on Champion FM Radio. And it's the time of anointed studio recordings, so sit back and enjoy His presence. Here is Lauren Chandler with Steadfast Love.
amazing and perfect. May his everlasting love reign in our lives. His gifts he grants us, worthy of our praise. Call on the healing of the Holy Spirit fire. Pray to the Father in the name.
Creatures of our God and King, lift up your voice and with us sing. Oh, praise Him. Thou burning sun with golden beam. Thou silver moon with softer gleam. Oh, praise Him. Oh, praise Him. Alleluia. 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 Son, and praise the Spirit, three in one. Oh, praise Him. Oh, praise Him. Alleluia. 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 All the redeemed washed by His blood, come and rejoice in His great love. Oh, praise Him. Christ has defeated every sin. Cast all your burdens now on Him. Oh, praise Him. Oh,
Champion FM, it's all about Him.
Take it off the album He Shall Reign Forever. We just heard from Summit Worship and their version of the beloved hymn All Creatures of Our God and King. We also heard from the music legend Jonathan Cain, keyboardist of the secular band Journey, with Pray to the Father. Stay tuned for more worship music from Champion FM Radio after these messages.
With Christmas less than 2 months away, Champion FM Radio would like you to share your most inspiring stories during the month of November. Tell us of those Christmas moments that touched your life, when an act of kindness blessed you, or even share a Christmas miracle from the past. Go to our website to write in and tell us about the experiences that you had encountered. Go ahead and give thanks to our God. Your testimonies may just end up touching another listener on our radio. So, go to our website and write in now. Since August 2021, Champion FM Radio has begun our Read Through the Bible series daily, as we explore the Word of God using the easy-to-read version. This 365-day plan is also available on our website if you have missed any of our previous readings. You can also follow the plan by downloading the PDF file from our website. So join us today in exploring God's holy word.
Welcome back to our Saturday Worship Weekend show, and here is Long Hollow Worship with the track The Highest Name.
Peace we cannot come. On the road into Jerusalem to be delivered to the hands of men, you would be crucified. On the third day you would rise. You said that your sacrifice would cover sin, every outcast would be welcomed in. We know.
The truth will set me free. Well, I am free, yes, free. My Redeemer lives.
sun brings light and promise, faithfulness and mercy's new. Your gentle voice brings peace and solace, calm assurance, hope renewed. The width and breadth of each horizon, depths below and heights above, our small in compass, scale and measure, when compared to your great.
Thunder, we crown you with the high.
Champion FM, it's all about Him.
We heard All the Honor from Fellowship Music, a track from their latest album, simply titled Hymns, released this year. Before that was a collaboration between Together Now, Brandon Murphy, Mia Lazar, and Michael Georges Jr. and the single Redeemed. Our video of the day is from the Bible Project and is entitled The Test, and explains why God tests people and traces the historical theme of God's testing. He also shows what it can do for us and how God uses testing. To watch this interesting and eye-opening clip, go to our inspirational page on our website after this broadcast. Right here on Champion FM Radio, and this is DJ ELC, and we're listening to Hector Gabriel with his worship single, He's Got a Plan.
My voice, even when I'm weary, He gives me strength to rejoice. He's always fighting for me, even in my darkest night. He'll never let go of my life. I'm waiting on the Lord, I'm trusting in His word. He's got a plan, He's got a plan for me. It's not time to give up just yet, 'cause there's more that's still ahead. He's got a plan, He's got a plan for me. Voices invade, trying to take my heart away. Left bruised and broken, with nothing left to say. But He hears His children, and He speaks in life again. And I remember who I am. Up just yet, 'cause there's more that's still ahead. And He's got a plan, He's got a plan for me. He's got a plan for me. Oh. He thought me, He knew me. Before I ever took a breath, He made me and He called me. He gives me purpose. He thought me, He knew me. Before I ever took a breath, He made me and He called me. He gives me purpose. He thought me and He knew me. Before I ever took a breath, He made me and He called me. He gives me purpose. Oh, He's got a plan, He's got a plan for me.
'cause there's more that's still ahead.
eternity in your hands. And you spoke the earth into motion, my soul now to stand. And you stood before my failures and carried the cross for my shame, and my sin weighed upon your shoulders, my soul. Completely
Champion FM, it's all about him.
From his covers collection Part 1 album, we heard from Jeff Johnson and the track The Stand. We also heard from Providence Worship and their song Not Ashamed, which featured Emily Ryder. You know, church, we got to be looking to be an altar for the Lord. Be a sacrifice to the world in need. Also, be an altar that always celebrates, worships, and adores the King of Kings. Will you be that altar? This is DJ ELC signing off and saying God bless you and be the blessing to everyone around you.
Champion FM, it's all about him.
Energy.